The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hi there. So glad you could listen with us today. We've got a great Law of Attraction show for you with our friend Captain David Pottinger, who is another host on Law of Attraction Radio Network. You're going to love this because we will be talking about how you can access the answers that you really want that are right inside of you. You know, we're here on this planet to remember. So if we are to remember, then that means all of our answers have to be within us. So how do we trust ourselves that we're getting the right answer? Well, tonight we're going to have Captain Dave tell us exactly how we can do this. It's a great show, and it's made just for you. Speaking of answers, let's talk a little bit about why we tend to sabotage ourselves through our thought patterns. We could very easily get the answers we are seeking intuitively, but unfortunately, we rarely trust our thoughts. Isn't that funny? Actually, we'll often trust complete strangers more than we'll trust ourselves. For example, we will trust a brand new doctor to know more about our bodies than we do. And we'll trust a teacher that what they are teaching us is correct, more than we trust our own inner knowledge. We'll even trust a psychic to tell us about the probable future, more than we'll trust our own thoughts of what we know will happen. This is because our common misperception that we are unworthy. We are taught to believe others instead of looking within at the knowledge that we already possess. We believe quite falsely that we are not powerful and that life just happens. Well, if you're listening to this show, then you are well aware that you are magnificent and powerful, that you create your life by the power of your mind. But still, there's this little voice that says, whoa, wait a minute, can I really do this? And many of us will revert back to our little hiding place in our minds that we're pretty confident people won't discover who we really are. Oh yes, I've got this little voice in me as well. It's getting smaller, but it's still there. This is because we have programmed our minds to conform, not question, and that others will deliver the message that we want to hear, will deliver our answers to us. We accepted the fact that consciousness or God is separate from us. The truth is that we have an unbreakable connection to our inner self, that part of us that is connected to the cosmic awareness, to the universe, to source, to God. Once we understand that we are first and foremost consciousness instead of just a body with the mind, we are on our way to major expansion of our true selves. When we are in this understanding that we are consciousness of everyone and we all are pure energy, our thoughts must expand beyond our limitations because we become evolved and we reprogram who we think we really are. In this year of 2012, it's time we move forward from our program self-sabotage and see ourselves and everyone else as energy beings. This is truly how we understand our magnificence and our power. So stay tuned as we take a further look into the Law of Attraction through the understanding of consciousness. We'll be right back.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com. You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Tonight, I'm thrilled to have my friend and colleague of Law of Attraction Radio Network, Captain Dave Pottinger, with us. You can hear Captain Dave's live show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on Law of Attraction Radio Network. Now, Captain Dave is a master mariner, naval architect, and a lifelong student of consciousness, thought energy, metaphysics, and quantum mechanics. He is the founder of Neo Energetics, a company of metaphysical teachers and trainers who conduct seminars and workshops all around the country. As a matter of fact, he spoke recently at the Law of Attraction Spiritual Center, and they loved it. Everyone couldn't stop talking about Captain Dave. He wrote the best-selling book, Wake of the Mystic, From Nowhere to Now Here. It's a wonderful fictional book about sailing, and the characters apply the Law of Attraction to basically get themselves out of major trouble. I loved it, and I could see why it's a bestseller. Welcome, Captain, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
I was just telling everyone about your show, Consciously Creating with Captain Dave. Are you having fun with it?
Yes, I do, and I get a big kick out of it, and apparently so do a number of other people.
Now remind people again what time it is.
It's live at 5 p.m. Pacific on Tuesdays.
And people can call in and ask you questions while you're on the air.
Most of the time, and love to have them do that.
Let's talk about your book, Wake of the Mystic. This is really a very easy read. And it's delightful. I really enjoyed the story. And just to clarify again, this is a fiction book.
Yes, it is.
Now, the book has to do with sailing, which is because you're a sailor. It has to do with metaphysics. It has to do with quantum mechanics. And, of course, the law of attraction.
Yeah, exactly right. Keep going.
So my first question is, how did you get metaphysics, sailing, and all this quantum mechanics, energy stuff, into the book? I mean, did you experience it on the ocean?
Well, I didn't do it on a single voyage. That's partly why the book is fiction and not some kind of an account or story of an experience that I had. It's really the culmination of a lot of metaphysical study, if you will, that I've done for over 50 years. And I kind of listed in the front of the book acknowledgments of people going clear back to Aristotle and through some of the more recent luminaries, if you want to call them that, in the metaphysical realm. So I began to have a fairly good grasp of everything I felt, including the law of attraction, of course. And so I wanted to do it in fiction. I think I was inspired to do it in fiction by Richard Bach, who did so many, particularly Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Oh, yeah.
And as I said to him, and when I inscribed my book to him, I said, Richard, my book is not about boats, and your book was not about birds. So he thought that was kind of funny. But anyway, so I wanted to put it in something that I knew, because I don't like to read fiction, which you can tell a person doesn't really know what they're talking about. I don't care if it's horses or race cars or medicine or something else. You can tell if they really know what it's about and if they're just trying to fake it off online and what they've read. Well, I've got more years than I care to tell you, 6 decades of boating experience. And I thought, well, I better do it on a boat then, because at least if I say something in a sentence, it'll come out as authentic. And I've had some people say that, yes, it did. They could tell you knew boat, you knew the sea. And that was good so that the context of what was going on would be believable, be authentic, and not be fakey and that sort of thing. Of course, then you get into the content itself, which is we want to talk about the law of attraction. We want to talk about the higher consciousness, the fact that all knowledge is out there if we just access it. And some of these subjects and things that we talk about with law of attraction and metaphysics in general. And so I just decided to do a fictional account of somebody introducing these ideas to people that were open to it but not really very experienced in it. Because I think I said also in the introduction, I wanted to consider it somewhat of a primer to awaken people to what the law of attraction, what higher consciousness and that sort of thing is, in a very easy, believable, comfortable way, instead of getting heavy and ponderous and excited and all that sort of thing. So I said, okay, if I'm going to do that, and I want to be on a boat, because that's not a bad venue for people to kind of feel comfortable with, even if they aren't sailors. It's like going on a camping trip or a lot of other things that they can relate to. So I thought, okay, well, we got to have some characters. Now, who are we going to have? And I don't know where the idea of the grandfather and his grandkids came from, because I had two grandfathers, and one of them, we did do a little bit of boating, but that didn't really come from any personal experience of mine, but it just seemed like the thing to write about. And of course, then the other character, the Lady Angela, I could do almost anything I wanted with her, because she was not related to the family, so I was able to give her a lot of abilities, and she became, in effect, the guru or the instructor or the teacher. And yet she was had amnesia, temporary amnesia. I guess I'm
from
not
giving boating.
From the boating experience and the injury. So she knew all of this metaphysical stuff. She knew how to access higher consciousness. She knew how important those things were, but she didn't know her name. And so it was that gave a little bit of a mysterious twist to it for the grandfather and his teenage grandchildren. And then I felt that it would be good to have a little bit of, you might say, conflict or tension between those who get it and those who don't. So that's why I gave one of the grandkids, kind of a zany kid, but he's the most aware. He's the more open to some of the things that Angela is trying to teach than even his sister, his twin sister, who's a very brilliant student, and they're both about to go to college, but she is more of the conventional mindset that says, you know, you got to prove it, it's got to be this, it's got to be that. And yet Ben, the male twin, he's pretty much open to it. Evangelist says it, he says, oh yeah, it's like so and so and so and so. He gets it. She doesn't, and Grandpa's kind of in between. So I thought that would set up a little bit of a dialogue conflict situation that could make it more interesting, and so you can get the information across.
Now, in the story, the boat runs into some trouble because it went through a storm in which it was hit by lightning that really hurt the boat and hurt the electrical system so that you could not produce water. So that got everyone a little bit concerned that Grandpa and the kids weren't going to be able to last without water until they reached Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, they had no electricity to even pump the water they had out of the tanks. Yeah.
So Angela, who was rescued from another boat because of the storm, she was suffering from amnesia, but she gave the idea, let's use muscle testing in order to find a storm which will then rain on the boat and you can capture the water for drinking. This is absolutely fascinating because this is where we learned that the body has all of the answers that you could possibly ever need.
That's right. It's out there in the cosmic consciousness. All we have to do is tap into it. Well, muscle testing was just another way of seeing the law of attraction in action. Because in effect, what we're doing, and I don't care if you want to, we can get into the quantum physical aspects of this if you want. But in quantum mechanics, they now realize that everything is out there and nothing exists until it's observed. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
In other words, everything is a potential, but nothing happens until the two things come together. Call that the law of attraction, if you want. And so if one thinks, focuses one's thoughts and one's feelings in a certain direction, that creates not just a metaphysical, but a quantum physical, a subatomic vibration, a frequency, just like a radio wave coming out of a radio tower or TV station. It's at a certain frequency because it's carrying certain information. And if another receptor is tuned to that frequency, they interact and they create a voice, a picture, or whatever. Now, that's a sort of nuts and bolts quantum description of it. It has to be in like vibration, harmonic vibration, in order for it to exist. Otherwise, it's just energy going out there and it's kind of flying around. It's still energy, but it isn't connecting with anything that creates what we would call a manifestation or a reality or something that we can sense with our five senses. So that's really where it came at. My own understanding of this came more from the quantum physics than it did from the metaphysical reading, because metaphysics and science, particularly quantum, have been at odds for hundreds of years. One was one thing and one was the other thing. But in the last at least 20 years, maybe a little bit before that, because there were some work and some people who wrote about this, but it just was dismissed for the most part, even 100 years ago. William James, for instance, who said belief creates the actual fact. That was over 100 years ago. But it's just in recent decades, let's put it that way, that we have seen that the metaphysical thinking, law of attraction, that things are created by the energy and the vibrational frequency of our thought, of our beliefs, is also exactly what science is now saying happens in the area or the realm of subatomic energy, the creation of everything out of energy into what we call matter. And one of the metaphysical channeled entities is Abraham, and has an interesting comment. It says that matter is simply thought that has been thought about more. If you think enough about a certain thing at a certain frequency, you simply create matter out of nothing. And that's why the subtitle to my book was From Nowhere, meaning just random energy, to Now Here. That's what we do when we create our reality, when we manifest our reality. So it's a partly physics, hard physics, quantum physics, and partly thought physics or belief physics that combine, and that both the physicists and the metaphysicists are saying, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. This is you're absolutely right. This is the way it works. A.I.E., law of attraction.
Now, that's a great explanation. Now, apply that to the muscle testing.
Well, okay, you used a good word, because this muscle testing is really technically called applied kinesiology. And there's been a number of books written on that. One of the best, at least that I've found, was called Power versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins, and it's a really interesting book. And he's been doing this. He's in his 80s now. He's been doing it ever since he was, in his 20s, I guess. So it's not like some new breakthrough thing. And curiously, and I don't subscribe to this, but who is the... they've been around forever. Jose Silva. Silva mind testing. I just happened to get a blurb from them the other day, and they had been playing with kinesiology, applied kinesiology, in their office. just the other day. I'm talking about a week ago. He said, it works. I thought, holy cow, I thought they would have known about that for hundreds of years, but they didn't. Anyway, what Angela then, Dr. Miller,
the character in the book,
was trying to do was to demonstrate how, beyond just thought, because sometimes we don't get our thoughts organized in such a way that will allow this to happen, so we need some additional help. We need a teacher, or we need to do kinesiology, or maybe we need to do hypnotism, or maybe we need to do many other modalities to help get our beliefs and our thinking lined up in such a way that we do manifest what we want to manifest, whether it's health or abundance or relationships or just whatever it might be. So Angela, realizing that they're out of water and might not have enough water to even survive to get to Hawaii, came up with something that she had known about, of course, but that they didn't, that Ben and Jan Grandpa John did not know. And so what she did was she did muscle testing with Ben, and she started out like I do in my speeches once in a while. I have somebody come up and I say, what's your name? And if they answer correctly, their arm hand is stiff and the muscles are strong, is what they say. And if they lie, and I'll tell them to lie, even though they know they're lying, boom, their arm falls down because their muscles go weak. So truth is out there, and your body will not lie. You can convince yourself about a lie mentally, but your body, which doesn't have to deal with all the stuff running around your head, knows the truth, because it's really aligned with higher consciousness without the interference. So she had Ben take a pencil and a chart of the area where they were, because there were a lot of clouds out there. There almost always are in the tropics, in the trade winds. But sometimes they rain and sometimes they don't. They'll go by and you're dying for some rain to even to just wash your clothes sometimes when you're out on a trip, and now it doesn't. But you can see it over there, and you can see it over there. Why can't I get it to rain on me? Well, what they needed is to get under a good thunderstorm, good squall, for even 10 or 15 minutes, and with the sails and the deck and everything else, they could probably collect enough water to get them into Hawaii, which is about another week away or something like that. So she had Ben take a pencil and put it on the chart anywhere he wanted. He didn't have to look. He didn't have to think about it. Just put it on the chart, Ben. And then I'm going to test you to see if that is where there's a rain cloud, a cloud that's really going to rain, not just be looked at. Well, he put it down there. She tested his arm. It fell down. That wasn't the place. She said, move it a little bit. So he moved it a little bit. Anyway, long story short, Richard Bach got a big kick out of this. He said, this is fantastic. And I said, because on the 11th try, his arm stayed rigid, strong. And she looked at where that was, put this little dot of the pencil, and said, Grandpa John or Captain John, where is this? And he said, well, you know, it's about 15 miles away. Then we better get there because that's the rain cloud. So they changed course, went up there, and got just deluged, got up about 20, 30 gallons of water, got enough to get to Hawaii, and we're in good shape. But somehow, to access that universal knowledge, the cosmic consciousness, took this little technique of applied kinesiology to be used with Ben in this case, and it worked, of course.
Wow. Have you ever tried that, being on a ship? Have you ever experienced something like that?
No, praise the Lord, I never had to. I've always had enough water. But I certainly would if I ever had a need to. And I have done a few minor experiments with such things and have found them to be pretty effective. I don't know if we need to go into all the stories.
Oh, but yes. Give us a story, Dave.
Well, this was, I did something just not too long ago with Pat and this lady Susan, our friend Susan, and me when she was visiting the area. And I took some pictures of what are high energy things and low energy things and put them in an envelope. Now, let me give you a for instance. I put a swastika. German swastika. Mm-hmm. That's very much a low energy. That is not a good thing. I don't care what your beliefs are. I don't care if you're a neo-Nazi. It's still not, in the cosmic area, a good thing. I put a picture of one of the gurus. I can't remember which one it was now, but somebody that you know, Nelson Mandela, I think it was. I'm not sure, but anyway, it doesn't. I don't care what your racial thinking is or everything else. He was an exceptionally profound, good person. Yes. And I did a couple of others. Put them in an envelope, each one in an envelope. But the envelope was not marked. It was just a blank envelope with no markings on it whatsoever, and nobody, including me, even though I'd done the pictures, knew which picture was in which envelope. So I don't remember who we started with. I think it was, doesn't matter. So let's just say it was Pat. So I said, Pat, now I want you to take this envelope. I want you to just kind of lay it on your tummy so it's closer in your solar plexus, and put her arm out. And I said, now I want this to either test strong or weak. Either this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I don't know what's in there, so I cannot telepathetically transmit what it's in there, because I don't know and you don't know. Only the universe through your body can read this image inside here. Well, long story short, I think we had four envelopes. She was tested strong on two and tested weak on two. So I said, well, put the two weak ones over here and put the strong ones over here. So we got done with that. It only takes a couple of minutes. We opened the envelopes. Sure enough, the two strong ones were either Mandela and whoever else I had, and the weak ones were the bad things. So, of course, the next thing Susan says, well, okay, you try. And so actually she did it to me, and it was two for two, and exactly right. And then we did it on her, two for two, exactly right. So there were four envelopes, that's 12 times, never a single flaw. Now, you can say, okay, it could be just good luck, random access to these things is going to give you some hits. They're not going to give you 12 and zero. That's, right. That goes beyond random mathematics, I can tell you. So, yeah,
interesting. That's just a
little, yeah, right.
So technically, we could use this to solve our issues. Say, if we have a problem with work or a problem with a person, we'll be able to figure out what is the right way to do it.
Yes. And you're absolutely right, and it's exciting what can be done. But I do need to caution you that you have to be very careful how you word the question. And that's where that book by Dr. Hawkins is valuable, because he works with the structure of the question. Because what you can do very easily, and it's hard to avoid, is ask a question that is ambiguous to cosmic consciousness or to source or to whatever you want to call it. Because if it isn't clear and unambiguous, I guess is the way to say that, then you can get a mixed result. Did you mean this? Did you mean that? And in fact, there's another little thing I do in talks sometimes, and maybe if we got time, I'll give you a little demonstration of that too. But when you do the questions right, you can discover almost anything. In other words, that's the ultimate lie detector test. You cannot fool consciousness. You can fool a polygraph sometimes, but you can't fool this.
Can you give me a sample of the question?
Okay. Okay, let me give you another example. I'm trying to get a little more complex than my name is, or this is a good picture or a bad picture, something like that. I have another friend back in Florida, and he had an incident earlier in his life, and I'll be very upfront with it. He suspected that a family member had killed another family member. Now, this is a good family. This is not some street bunch. And he'd wondered all his life whether that was actually true. And he didn't know about muscle testing. He was into meditation. He's not unaware of some of these things, but we got to talking about it one day on the boat. And he said, would you test me to see if my whoever, I don't want to name names here, did what I think they did. So how we structured that question, and I think we actually went through a couple of permutations to be sure that we were correct. And he said, Okay. I said, you are, I named his name of Key Largo, Florida, so that there was no question who was asking this question. And you stating that so-and-so withheld medication to my mother and caused her death. You see how specific we are about this? Who it is, by name, in some cases, in his case, even where he was, because it's a fairly common name, and that it was about his mother being withheld medications to cause her death, not just killed my mom. Well, you know, maybe he killed her with kindness. See, that's a kind of ambiguous question, so you have to be very, very careful. And anyway, we did that, and we changed it slightly just to be sure that we were not leaving some ambiguity in there. And long story short is it tested positive 3 times, and this person did do what he suggested. And he said, there's nothing I can do about it. This is not going to stand up in court. It doesn't matter. I just, for my own satisfaction, wanted to know. And so that's one of the illustrations of inambiguous questions. Another sort of demonstration of how you have to be careful how you ask the question too is that again with this other lady that was visiting with us, she was taking a medication. I mean, it may have been a supplement, but anyway, something that she was taking for a condition that she had that was working pretty good. And I used to test her regularly to see if that was good for her, if it was good for her that day, et cetera, being specific. So I put two solutions into two different bottles. I put some, I think it was Clorox, which is not something good for you. And then I put her medication in another bottle. And we tested. And it was unambiguous. I mean, it was ambiguous. It just didn't add up because the Clorox was testing bad, but the other stuff was testing. One time it sort of was good. And her arm wasn't strong, but it wasn't weak. And we thought, what is going on? And then come to realize that I'd taken her medication and put it in a bottle of some other chemical substance just because the bottle fit. It was empty.
Oh.
But the vibration of that negative containing bottle was interfering with the vibration of the supplement or whatever it was that she was taking. Once we took it out of the, you might say, tarnished bottle and got it into a better facility, yeah, it worked out just fine. So it's easy to get in unclear messages, unclear questions, or unclear statements as they're really done, to higher consciousness in order to get it. So that's why you really need to be careful how you write the questions.
And this is the perfect place to take a short break. We'll be right back with more of Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Captain Dave Pottinger and Jules.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com. You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Now, let me ask you something about the future. Off the top of my head, I'm going on the Law of Attraction cruise in a couple of weeks, and could I do this to find out if it's going to be smooth sailing?
All right. One of the things that, again, Dr. Hawkins states unequivocally is that it is difficult to predict future events. And now here's a reason for this. It's not like, okay, this is only good in certain circumstances. The future is unformed. There is not one future. Now we're going back to quantum mechanics again. So you can, it can say that there's a probability, perhaps, that you're going to have good weather. But that you can figure out if you just look at the nautical almanacs and say, do we have good weather in April or do we not? That type of a thing. Because what you and the group on that boat and the boat itself and the captain and the world is going to manifest 2 weeks from now is not formed yet. It could be one of different things. And there are many parallel or alternate realities out there, so it's, we're constantly picking one as we manifest throughout our day, virtually. And so doing future events, if that were not the case, I would just actually go out and say, I want the sixth lottery numbers for the next gazillion-dollar lottery, and it would give them to me. But that's an area that it doesn't work.
Are you sure? I mean, are you sure?
No, it's not that it doesn't work at all. It's that it is not as reliable.
Okay.
It's maybe as much as 80%, but Hawkins and my own experience is it's 100% if you do it right. But when you get into future events and some things that are ambiguous, you can't count on always being exactly right. And then, of course, if you don't ask the question right, you get ambiguous answer or results too, but that's your own fault.
So there is a chance. If you're going to go ahead and spend $5 on a lottery ticket, it wouldn't hurt to get the numbers.
Like chicken soup, couldn't wait. That's right, exactly.
All right, we just gave a tip to everybody out there.
There you go, right. and we want our cut, right?
Now, with muscle testing, can you do it with just one person, or do you have to have two?
Yes, you can do it with one, and also you can do it by remote control. You can do it on the phone. This is a minor thing, but again, this friend Tom was on the boat one evening, and our other friend Susan was out in California. We were on the boat in Florida, and she called her, and she said, I got to have my car fixed. I don't know what to do. The guy next door is a mechanic, and he seems like a nice guy and all that sort of thing, but he's just kind of a part-time mechanic. So she said, otherwise, I can go to the dealership. It's going to cost me a lot more. I don't know what to do. So she was on the phone, and she asked the question so Tom can hear it, and I muscle test his arm. Long story short is she decided to go with the guy next door because the muscle testing said he's okay, it's good enough, and it turned out it was good enough, so that all worked out. But, I mean, we've done it more than once by telephone, so because the energy is still out there. It's still universal. It's everywhere. You just need to kind of dial it in a little bit, and you can make it work. Now, there's another way you can do yourself. Take your middle finger and your thumb and make a circle. Take your other middle finger and thumb and make it a circle, but link them together, okay? And kind of tug, try not to let yourself pull them apart. Now ask yourself the question, if you ask the right question. Ask yourself the question. If it's correct, if it's true, if it's good, you'll stay tight. You won't be able to pull them apart. If, on the other hand, you're asking and it's wrong or it's weak or it's bad, you won't be able to not pull them apart. You'll just come apart. Now, there's a lady that I don't know, but I know of, who literally does that about 55 times a day. If she's going to buy, is this the better apple or is this the better apple? Bang, she does a finger test on muscle testing. And she'll ask almost every question what to do on almost every situation that comes up during a normal day. Nothing profound, not life and death stuff, just is this a better way to go than that way, or is this a better thing to do than that way?
This is so fascinating. But the issue is you really have to know the question in order to get the correct response, the correct answer. So I'm really excited about the fact that people can contact you. And you do the muscle testing over the phone using your wife, Pat, and yourself. And because you know how to ask the question, people are more inclined to get the right answer. I think this is wonderful, and I'm so glad you're offering this service. Tell people how they can get a hold of you to do this.
neoenergetics.com. That's neoenergetics.com. neoenergetics.com. There is a contact page on my neoenergetics website. Send me an email on the contact page with their email address and phone number, and then I will get back to them and we'll schedule something by telephone or Skype, whichever, or both, whichever we choose to do.
I really like the idea of contacting Dave for this because, you know, if there's two people, sometimes it's a best friend or a husband or a wife, and sometimes you just don't want them to know exactly what your question is. So Dave is the perfect confidant in which to get some answers. This is so much fun. And what I really like about it is that it's your answers. It's coming from your own higher self, your own inner self. This is really important. By the way, while you're on neoenergetics.com, don't forget to purchase the book, Wake of the Mystic. I think you're really, really going to love this book. It's a fast read, but it's so delightful, and it really makes you understand the law of attraction in a different way. I really like it.
Well, yes, if you go to the Neoenergetics website, the first menu option is Wake of the Mystic, the book. Click Wake of the Mystic. There's a picture of the book right there. And I don't know if there's time to get into this. It's kind of funny, but it's a little bit out of the book as well. But sometimes when I'm in a speaking situation, and people want to know about how the law of attraction works, I give a really kind of a childish demonstration, but it's also very appropriate. I'll say to somebody in the audience, and say, well, what do you want? And they say, well, you know, I need $25,000, let's just say. So I act as an intermediary. So I say, okay, and I go to Source or God or the universe. I say, Universe, this is Captain Dave calling. Have Susan over here, and she wants $25,000. And Source answers back, got it, $25,000, okay. So I go back and I say, okay, Susan, you put your question for $25,000. Next thing I hear, Source goes, what currency does she want it in? Oh, okay, wait a minute. So, Susan, you didn't tell Source whether you wanted dollars, you wanted pounds, you wanted anything. She says, well, I want dollars. I'm in America. I said, okay. Source, Susan wants it in dollars. Thank you very much. Okay. And so we go back to Susan and say, okay, the request is in. Law of attraction, here's going to bring you. I get a call from Source. I says, Source, you didn't say when you wanted this. Oh, gosh. Okay. So I go back to Susan. Okay, well, we know you want $25,000. We know you want it in dollars. We don't know when you want it. When do you want your money? She says, well, I want it right away. Okay. Source, she says she wants it right away. So I said, so Susan, okay, the request is in. Of course, Source says, what is right away? Is that this nanosecond? Is that within the week? Is that, I'm not getting a clear picture here of what this woman wants. Well, you can see what we're doing. We kind of play with it and have some fun with it. Because if we do not focus, if we are not clear in our asking, in our wanting, in our desires, what can you expect the universe to provide except a mixed message? You're giving them a mixed request, so they're going to send, okay, let's see, we'll send a dollar now, and we'll send $2 next week, and whatever. You've got to know what it is you want, and you've got to be clear about it, and when you are, and when you do, law of attraction will be right there standing tall.
Oh, wow, that is great. I'm going to have to remember that. And we are running close to the end here, but I do want to recommend that everyone go and listen to Captain Dave on his Conscious Creating Show every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget that you can call him up and ask him a question. He'll be glad to take it over the air.
Yeah, yeah. And then if they want to contact me for a possible muscle testing consultation, go to our neoenergetics.com website and get the contact page.
Great.
And I'll get back to them.
Well, Captain, this has been so much fun. I'm so glad you could join me.
Right. Well, thank you for having me, Jules. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun being on the whole network, too. I really get a kick out of it. And if I can just maybe help one person, I feel like it's been worth it. But even if I didn't help anybody, it's just been fun to do. So that's what's really good about it. So thanks again for having me, and maybe we'll do another one sometime.
Absolutely. Captain Dave definitely knows how to make the journey of the Law of Attraction so fascinating with all of his terrific stories. We just can't get bored. I just love it. So have a terrific week, and we'll see you back here with another great show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com. And have a great week.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard-to-recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.